One of the most outstanding Czech fighters against Nazi rule during World War II, General Rudolf Pernitsky, has died at the age of 90. A former paratrooper who later was jailed by the communist authorities and rehabilitated only after the fall of the regime in 1989, he died on Wednesday after a long illness in the Central Military Hospital in Prague. Pavla Horáková looks back at his life.
In the 1930s, Rudolf Pernitsky studied to become a professional soldier, but the German occupation forced him to leave the puppet protectorate of Bohemia and Moravia. Rudolf Pernitsky first joined the French Foreign Legion and afterwards left for Great Britain with a Czechoslovak unit, where he trained as a paratrooper. As commander of the Tungsten paratrooper unit, he was parachuted to his occupied homeland in 1944. But by mistake, he and the other soldier, parachuted with him, landed some 80 kilometers away from their intended destination. After an exhausting journey, during which they had to hide all the time, and with only a bar of chocolate to keep them alive, the two soldiers immediately joined the home resistance in the Vysočina region. After the war, Rudolf Pernitsky became a member of the Czechoslovak General Staff and graduated from Military Academy. But after the communist takeover in 1948, he was arrested and sentenced in a show trial to 20 years in prison, simply because he was considered suspicious, having fought alongside the British in the war. He spent 11 years in forced labor camps, including the notorious uranium mines in Příbram and Jáchymov. In a recent interview for Radio Prague, he remembered that time.
Nechci opakovat, že naděje umírá poslední. A my jsme vždycky věřili.
As the saying goes, hope springs eternal. All of us in the camps always believed that it had to change and we would live to see freedom.
An amnesty in 1960 ended Rudolf Pernitsky's imprisonment, but he was not fully rehabilitated until the fall of communism in 1989. 2 months ago, on the occasion of the Czech national holiday, General Rudolf Pernitsky was awarded with the highest Czech state decoration, the Order of the White Lion.
Jsem s tím ohromně pocněn, vlastně vlastně uznání celé mé činnosti za dobu války.
It is a great honor for me because this is a recognition of all my activities during the war, and especially towards its end in the Vysočina region. For me, it was a great exertion and a challenge to accomplish something I had never done before.
Just before the award ceremony, General Pernitsky had undergone major surgery and had been in poor health. He died on December the 21st, exactly 61 years after he landed in his homeland on a frosty night, determined to help free it from the Nazi occupiers.
Pavla Horáková there.